Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's Bit Season, what a time to be alive, Bit Season, couple of regular guys, it's Bit Season, go have yourself a laugh, it's Bit Season, ha 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 ha.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Yes, Wednesday. You're listening to Bit Season episode 176. This is Drab T-Shirt.
This is Matt Valdez. I believe this is our third straight Wednesday episode.
Getting into a new routine here on Hump Day.
I know. Drab was looking forward to this episode since the start of the Junkie Show this morning. He was raving about it.
Well, it just always kind of throws you off a little bit. Tomorrow is Juneteenth, so we're not going to be here.
Yeah, it's a company holiday. Hope everyone has a happy Juneteenth. Hope everyone had a happy Father's Day. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, Drabby, being a father of twin girls, did you get anything good present-wise for them? Did you have a day with them, a daddy-daughter day?
Oh, yeah, great. Fantastic daddy-daughter day. Can't remember really what we did, but we had a good time.
Did you go to the skate park?
Roller park? Not this week. I think it was raining a lot on Sunday. We went to Pupitella.
Oh, you had a nice meal, a nice pizza mm-hmm. with the girls.
Yeah, yeah.
So that sounds great.
Fantastic weekend. And tomorrow, you know, did I tell you I'm not here on Friday?
Yes, I knew you were not here this, you're out of town this weekend.
So this is my Friday.
Oh.
Short week. Obviously, we'll be celebrating to be dialed in on Juneteenth tomorrow.
No, I
not as much as Mike Marr is going to a Juneteenth parade.
Or, no, it's a block party. Father's Day.
Yeah.
I had a revelation on Father's Day Sunday.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm, officially declaring out. I am out on cigars. I enjoyed a cigar with my dad after a nice hearty steak and golf with him on Sunday.
Did your dad ask you to partake?
Yes.
Who had the stogies?
He did. He brought them down.
Does he smoke all the time?
Yes, all the time. He has a humidor and everything. Mm-hmm. It's one of his. It's one of his hobbies he's gotten into later in life. I'm not sure how much of a later in life hobby you should cigar smoking should be mm-hmm. when you're in your 70s. I want to say he probably started like over 10 years ago.
How often is he lighting one up?
He belongs to the Cigar of the Month Club. He probably has a one or two a week.
Is he always going to the cigar stores and hanging out and going into the rooms and everything?
You mean like a lounge where they have like the clubs and they're smoking on leather chairs,
or even to the mall where they have like cigar stores at the mall or wherever if they still have those.
I know he orders them through an online service. Mm. He used to when we were younger. He would when you would go to Hilton Head, they used to have JR cigar outlets.
Yeah.
He used to stop in those outlets all the time and load up for like the entire year. But what?
Some cigars from south of the border.
Some cheaper cigars. Yeah. he offered it up and we're sitting around and hanging out.
When was the last time you smoked a cigar before this?
I've definitely smoked cigars this year. Oh, probably when we were in Hilton Head.
Oh, so it's a regular thing for you.
Yeah. My dad asked me all the time to have one with him, and I think because he gets lonely listening to Pandora radio by himself, and my mom doesn't partake, and she doesn't want to be around the smoke, so he likes including me whenever we're around.
Does it make you feel like a man?
There is something manly about it.
Mm-hmm.
Something primal. Some would also say it's phallic. Having that big stick in your mouth.
No.
Sucking never and puffing on it.
Never once. If it's not phallic for Michael Jordan, then it's not phallic for me.
But I came to this conclusion because, like, I enjoy time with my dad. Mm-hmm. But, like, just the process of smoking a cigar takes so long. Like it is a 45-minute endeavor. Minimum just to do it. And I don't mind hanging out with my dad for 40, but just constantly puffing on this thing nonstop for 45 minutes. And then really kills me is that afterwards I probably brushed my teeth five times between the morning after and then after the cigar and dinner, because I hate my mouth tasting like an ashtray the next day.
And you can still smell it.
And you can still taste it and you can still smell it. And I know the next day, like, my mouth is just going to feel like shit.
like a trash can.
Yeah. For the entire day.
Yeah.
And I brush my teeth, mouthwash, everything, all this. And then I wake up in the morning, even before I brush my teeth, I mean, it's just my mouth feels like it's a chimney. I brush my teeth. The next morning, I'm drinking my coffee. The coffee tastes bad. My breath feels humming. I feel like my vocal cords are on fire. I'm out on the cigars. I'm out on the aftertaste. The aftertaste is just what put me over the edge. I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how it feels the next day.
Do you feel better or worse after a cigar or after a big bagel sandwich like you had today where you're like, oh, my God, I feel terrible?
You know what? On par.
Well, I guess I respect that. I mean, I haven't had a cigar in a long time.
The last time I think you had a cigar might have been CK's bachelor party.
Yeah, yeah. I got blamed for being too drunk. But I had a bad cigar, and that was my last cigar I'll probably ever have. I had a bad cigar, and it ruined everyone's trip when I puked all over the party bus on the way home from Charlottesville. Like, two minutes into the ride home from Devil's Backbone.
What a wimp.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had a rotten cigar.
Okay.
I will never... until the day I die, live that down.
This was a good cigar, too. So it wasn't a rotten cigar that I had. It was a Punch. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with that brand out there, yeah. You're a cigar aficionado.
I don't even know. Like, what are the top cigar brands that people smoke here in America?
Cohibas. I know those are expensive.
Is that a brand or like a style? I literally know nothing.
That's a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Romeo and Juliet.
Okay.
Macanudos.
Okay.
Am I just flexing right now off the top of my head? It's not for me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I need a smaller cigar because I don't like how long it takes.
You just had too big of a thick one. You couldn't handle it.
I just don't like how my mouth feels afterwards. I guess I'm...
Cigars are hurting. There's one of the worst smells in the world other guys smoking cigars. I effing can't stand that smell.
I love the smell of a cigar.
If you're smoking yourself, it's fine for me. If you just like walk into a room and you just get a whiff of that cigar smell, I can't stand it. It's actually almost as bad as weed smell. You can call me a big P2. Cigarette smell all day doesn't bother me.
Oh, cig smell. I love cig smell.
Okay.
Cig smell is
all good.
It's intoxicating.
It's a little intoxicating for me. I can't stand cigar smells.
And when I would golf, I would sometimes do, like, I have buddies that golf and would smoke cigars. And I would do that, and I would lose it constantly. I would like leave it on the tee box,
mm-hmm.
leave it next to the green.
You got to put it on the ground down there, right?
All that pesticide in your mouth, all that fertilizer you're sucking on.
Yeah.
I've come to that conclusion, and I'm going to stop pretending that I like it. I'm just going to pass from now on. I'm just going
to
pass.
Do you have the balls to tell your dad no?
No.
No. 4th of July, you're going to be back up there.
Hey,
Matt, let's come out here and watch your fireworks with me. Grab one of those Monte Cristos.
You definitely Googled that. I probably would. And then I'm going to have the same discussion.
I did it again. I fell off the wagon.
Yeah, July 10th, Wednesday on Bit Season, we'll have another episode.
What about dip? Are you still dipping?
Still dipping.
Why are you doing that?
Because it's nicotine.
I know, but why don't you just do what Mar does with the Zins if you need it that bad?
I like the feeling of that Copenhagen ripping your gums apart.
I know, but you know what's going to happen.
What's that? That I'm going to have mouth cancer?
Yeah. I mean, like, what are the odds? If you chew, people say chew, is that?
Yeah, chew.
If you chew for 40 years, I mean, it's like Russian roulette.
Look.
I don't want to go to be a pallbearer at your funeral when you're Tony Gwynn age or whatever.
What age did he die?
I don't know, in his 50s? Were they going to cut off a big part of your lip there?
Maybe. It's because it's not like talking is a part of my career or anything. Yeah. Can you do a radio show without a jaw?
I don't think so. What kind of... Is that what happened to Ebert?
What,
did he have, like, mouth cancer?
He may have had mouth cancer.
They removed his jaw, didn't they?
I believe... Yeah, but don't people say that mouth cancer... You get mouth cancer now from eating pussy... The Michael Douglas thing.
That's just, I think that's
something we created to stop doing oral sex.
Yeah. Not me.
Dad's going to be in a cancer ward.
some other guy.
Hey, let me see those lymph nodes, Dad.
I don't know. Is that still a thing? I think you people take medicine for that now or get a shot. I don't know. I'm not up on that.
Hey, maybe you should talk to that Surgeon General.
That's funny. I'm out on cigars. You're out on cigars.
I'd give you a lot of money if you would photo or you would video yourself going to your family practitioner and say, hey, can you check me for cancer? I've been eating a lot of pussy this week.
I don't know if that's really a thing or not. It sounds like an old wives' tale, but
hey, why haven't women thought about that?
What, to like get you to stop? I think they like it.
No. Just saying, I'm not gonna suck you tonight.
Hey, I don't want to. Throat cancer.
Yeah, throat cancer.
Well,
makes
because they're already in charge. They'll just tell you no. So
okay.
All right. What else we got here, Valdez? I guess I should. It came up on the show earlier this week that during the entertainment page. Bickle said if I wanted to share any news about what I'm doing with my car, and I declined at the time, but I wasn't really thinking about Bit Season, but maybe this would be a good spot to do it.
Oh, well, this is the show where we share everything.
And there are no car deals on this show.
That is true.
I mean, I didn't want to talk about it because they have a bunch of sponsorships on the flagship show, so just really wouldn't make sense. But I did. I got a car on the way. I got a new car.
So let's set the scene. You've been riding around in Beamers for how long in your
old
life?
Old BMWs. I think it's an that's a note to put on there that I always drive like 10-year-old BMWs.
Okay, and why is that? It's a pricing thing?
No, I just it's just what I like driving. I grew up. I've been driving them my whole life. I just buy old hoopties, drive them till they fall apart. Refuse to put the thousands of dollars back into them.
When did you get this car? Your beam? No, your
The one I have now, the black one.
It's like gray.
Yeah, it's like dark gray. Yeah. What year is it?
This year, 2025.
I got it in February of 2022, I think. Short run. This is not my best run.
And then, how old is the car?
Like, what's, this is 2013.
Okay,
but here's why. Hey,
you give me so much stuff in your car. It is literally made 1 year before mine.
I know. Right. Here's the thing with my car, though. I hit the ultimate one outer. I think I've put like no money into this. In this car in the last 3 years. Mm. Usually I buy these BMWs and they're broken within a month and I'm spending thousands of dollars to keep them running.
It's an endless cycle.
The only thing I've done is do oil changes and I don't even know if I've done brakes. I'll be honest with you.
Well, I'm surprised.
Because I knew it was a limited run on this.
Well, I'm surprised because usually when you do your safety inspections, they really...
Safety inspection? My sticker expired in May of 2024.
How are you riding around Virginia with
it's a big scam. What do you think? There's police officers staring at your windshield all the time.
I
park in my in my complex where you're not allowed to tow from, or in my driveway.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's private property,
so I don't have to worry about that. Here at work, I park in at the hotel in the garage. I have limited exposure to getting pulled over. And then as long as the police officer doesn't get me pulled me over for speeding, then, you know, they basically have to be standing on the side of the road and, like, call you over. And I was willing to play that game. Like, if I got nabbed, I got nabbed.
I've always thought that it was a big deal for police officers to kind of sit around and wait at toll booths. So when cruising through, they can see the color of your safety inspection and then pull you over from there.
You've actually told me that before. That's why I started taking the Dulles for each hole the airport and looping around. I'm just a number.
By the way, that's but unsafe to give all the guys. So your car has not passed a safety inspection, and they had to go drive it to the garage, it to the garage.
Haven't you ever heard of Projection Valdez for me giving you a hard time with your car?
I just didn't realize you're riding around in the Flintstone mobile.
Yeah, my car, because I knew like the entire time. It all started because like well over a year ago, my headlight got smashed. I went to a guy and this is irresponsible on my part. The headlight worked, but the outer casing was smashed.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, the cheapest I can do, and this is the guy we know, like crunched all the numbers. He was like, it's a scam. It's a $1,000 headlight, basically. And I'm like, I'm trying to get rid of this car. I'm not buying a $1,000 headlight. I refuse.
Right. Yeah, I'm not investing $1,000.
So once that happened, that was like my last dollar I was really going to like honestly put in. So things kind of like started going wrong. And then like over a month ago, my fan belt started squealing bad.
I know.
It's so embarrassing.
You can hear me coming a mile away.
embarrassing.
Hey, you remember that viral video, the bub rub? That's what my car sounds like. Yeah. I'm cooking breakfast.
Bub rub.
That's what my car sounds like, where they put the holes in the mufflers and it whistles down the street. Yes. So I know, and it especially does it when it's raining.
So like a few weeks ago, I was like, it's just a fan belt. I was like, I need 6 more months out of this BMW. I want to get 6 more months. And I took it to them, and the chain place was like, there's so many, you need thousands and thousands of dollars.
Is it all little things that add up?
Well, he goes, it's not just the fan belt. It's the pulley. It's everything's connected to the fan belt, right? I'm like, I don't believe you. I'm going to take it to my guy over here in Crystal City, Tim, who listens to the show. And I took it to him. Tim was like, he's kind of right. This thing's kind of a show. You need thousands of dollars, right? And I was like, I'm done. I gotta bite the bullet and buy something. And then I started looking at used cars.
Right.
The loan rate on a car
it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable how much interest you're paying per month on a used car loan on anything. So I went out and I saw the silly incentive, and I ordered a Tesla Valdez.
Tesla t-shirt.
I know. I mean, here's the thing.
I got a lot of thoughts.
I got at 1.99% or whatever it is.
I'm so
APR,
jealous.
Okay. That's
how do you
unbelievable.
Get that? Who did you jerk off for that?
I guess Elon, because it's available to everybody.
Is
so
this
my car payments on a new Tesla Model Y, okay, which is like the kind of like the girly crossover SUV.
Okay.
Is almost the same as it would be if I bought a used Tesla with 20, 30,000 miles on it.
Okay.
I mean, it would be slightly more expensive, but the amount you were just lighting on fire paying
your interest rate. Your interest payment is
it's just stupid. The bulk of it was so stupid. And I'm also paying on this dumb BMW I have and living out in Loudoun County about these. I was almost paying $300 a month in gas. Because I had to put, I believe in putting the correct fuel in your car. Like the junkies will put 89 in their BMWs because it's a lease and they don't care. I always put the expensive premium gas in.
That I didn't know that you were a gas snob.
I don't know. It's just one of those things. I just felt like
They tell you to do it, so you do it because you don't want to make any problems that are unnecessary.
Right. Yeah. So now I got a Tesla coming in like 10 days. It will be here. Fingers crossed. My Beamer is literally sputtering. Like the engine is going.
So you don't.
The headlights don't work.
Hey, you're
it's
praying.
Squealing.
You're praying every day. You turn that thing over.
Yeah. Yeah. It's bad. It's really like it's like the biggest hoopty a kid in a high school would drive. So I'm gonna donate it and they can piece it out or whatever. I just want
tax write off.
Yeah, it's like $500 or whatever it is. So.
Oh, well, hey, so when did you do? I'm guessing you did a test drive with a Tesla, right?
Oh, here's the thing. So here's the thing about the Tesla. It is amazing. The guy gets in and he goes, have you ever driven a Tesla before? And I go, honestly, I don't know if I've even been in a Tesla before. And he goes, all right, let me go out with you real quick. Because I think a lot of you can book like a self Tesla thing. You there's like Tesla pickup spots where you just book an appointment, you go, and I think you can test drive a Tesla.
So hold on,
there's one in Leesburg.
So
it's like a kiosk.
Did you go to like a Tesla dealership?
I went to the Tesla dealership in Tysons.
Okay,
just because I didn't really know anything, I wanted to talk to a guy.
Right. That makes sense.
And see like the whole lot of Teslas. So he's like, "Let me come out with you." We sit in the car, and he goes, "Let me show you the full self driving." All right.
I bet you that's a big seller.
Oh, dude. I don't have it. But I will get 3 free months of it. And at that point, I think they obviously do that to get you to entice you.
So it's a feature that's an add-on that you need to get?
Yeah, you have to pay. You can pay $8,000 up front or pay $100 a month to have it connected, basically.
Oh, well, for $100, why would I not do that?
I think a lot of people do, especially driving whatever 65 miles a day, whatever I drive. It's so boring. It's so boring. I was like shaking after a minute.
Well, you have
I'm talking about the full self-driving.
So are you paying attention to the road at all? Or
here's what they make you do. So actually, he drove me around. I was like, this is cool. He goes, all right, I'm going to go back inside. You take it for an hour or whatever, right? He showed me how to work everything. So I'm driving around for a little bit, getting used to it. It feels like kind of a normal car. But I'm like, let me try out this full self-driving. Put it in, touch the screen, beep, beep, beep. Navigate to the nearest McDonald's.
that preset's going to be in there.
It popped up. It was like,
hey, is that preset one?
It might be. Just tell you. Hey, you got to get a feel for this thing.
Yeah.
So I put it in and it starts going. By the time I'm literally out of the parking lot, I'm like reaching for my phone. Because that's just what it's just a habit. Like, you got to, as soon as I look at my phone, it goes beep, 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 beep. And I have to look back out the windshield. Look down at my phone, starts beeping again. It reads your eyeballs.
Oh.
So it knows, and there's nothing, I don't think there's any hacks. You can't cover up the camera. You can't put on like fake glasses or anything like that. I don't think. Like, it reading your retina. to know if you're looking out the window. So when the full self-driving is going, you literally have to sit there with your arms crossed and stare out the window. There's nothing to do. It's too boring. I don't know if I'll take it. If I'd pay $100
And
for
let
it.
Me ask you a question. Can you like mount your phone in front of your face?
I don't know. I don't know if I haven't played around with that much, but I know it's probably not easy to do. Because if you look off at all,
well, then
look around at all.
Well, you know how the junks always say, I would love to like sleep on the ride. You like they couldn't sleep because
no.
The self-driving would, has to read their retinas.
I think that's Elon's goal eventually. I was reading it's like whatever full self-driving 5. They're on like full self-driving 2 right now, but they have those robot cars. They're putting taxis. They're putting out everywhere. So it's just a small matter of time before this happens.
That's interesting. I didn't realize that you had to be so engaged.
You have to be super engaged. And so it's kind of nice because like it's raining or something the other day. Maybe you could put that on and be a little extra safe.
Yeah. Because I don't like driving.
A little white knuckle.
I don't like driving when it's dark and rainy because the reflection from all the raindrops and my eyesight's not that great. It's kind of.
This is what there's two things that I've become aware of what the full self-driving is doing.
Okay.
So I was like, the guy goes, you would think that it's a bunch of young people who are into Teslas, right? And he goes, it's actually the complete opposite. You have to go to the far end of the age spectrum. And he goes, last week, I just sold a car to a 96-year-old guy. And he goes, dude, it's amazing for the elderly. They get their freedom back. They can just be passengers in the car now and they have transportation. They can zoom around all over town, do whatever they want to do. They're not
kids or grandkids to take them.
They know they can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
Right. And so the full self-driving basically takes care of it. They stare out the window. They could maybe drive for a little tiny bit. You know, they just don't trust, or especially at night. Like you said, they have bad eyes, so they can't drive at night. And then I had another buddy of mine tell me that all the rich drunk guys at the country club have Teslas to drive them home after they're hammered at the country club. And they have
one too many.
Not one too many. He said he was at the country club the other day and there was some guys there and they're all like hanging out. And he goes, how are you guys getting home? And they wore S face. And they go, oh, we're going to.
They've done that rodeo before.
Go, that's why we got Teslas. And then they walk out and they hit on their app and that car pulls around to them. They stumble into their car in the country club parking lot and they have that thing drive them home. Now, look, if they get pulled over, they are still F-U-C-K-E-D. Like, that's massively illegal. You'll get a DUI. But I think eventually the plan might be when it's far enough, you'll be able to sit in the back, hammered, and that thing drives you home.
Huh. Interesting.
Maybe in the next 10 years, 5 years, whatever it is. Huh. So, but yeah, so I'm in the
you're in the Tesla
what are they,
club.
I'm not pro-Elon. I'm not anti-Elon. I'm in the a car that I could afford that's kind of cool club, Elon club, yeah. tech club, whatever you want. I mean, I know some people would never drive a Tesla, but also I don't really have to worry about that out in Loudoun County because there are so many Teslas.
Yes, I've noticed.
I don't want to, stereotyping is kind of dumb, but the Indians love Teslas. Every Indian has a Tesla.
I've noticed
there are a billion
that.
Indian Americans out in Loudoun County. And so 40% of the cars in Loudoun County are Teslas. So you're not going to have to worry about somebody keying your car.
I was going to ask you about
blending
that.
In.
I was going to ask you about that because there have been a rash of
maybe down here in D.C., but again, we park here in the.
Yeah, people upset about certain things, so they take it out on your car.
There's a guy who has a Cybertruck. I've seen a few Cybertrucks down here in D.C. I mean, I see them out where I live all the time. Yeah. But it takes that's ballsy to have a Cybertruck like in the city. I would just assume they're going to firebomb that thing every time I walked into a store. Right? You spent too much money on something
to have someone
that's a target for people. Yeah.
Would you consider, remember how last week we talked about like the Jeep clubs, mm-hmm. and the Corvette clubs? Yeah. Is there like a Tesla club?
I'm sure.
Are you given your Indian American neighbors a head nod.
No, there's too many of them.
Both getting in your Tesla. You pass a Tesla.
Maybe if you got like the same color and the same model or something like that.
If you pass a Tesla in 66, you're not giving a hand wave.
No, never. No way. By the way, how many responses have you gotten about that Jeep the Duck thing?
I've had people noticed.
And now everyone's saying, I wish you never told said anything to us. I've seen them everywhere.
I haven't gotten any, I wish you never, or I wish you never did it.
Oh, I've
didn't
got
notice
a few
it.
Of those, but just so many people were saying, oh yeah, I see the ducks everywhere. Yeah.
I wonder, did people have the same curiosity? Because I didn't see any of those messages.
Yeah, a lot of people didn't know what they were for. They were just, the first time they had heard about it was on Bit Season.
Well, I didn't want to do it because I feel like I was giving the Jeep owner satisfaction.
Yeah,
like they get off on knowing that people are asking about all these stupid ducks in their windshield.
Yeah, but it's not like a cool thing.
No, to the non-Jeep guys.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to do that. Hey,
all right. So I'm in the Tesla club.
You're in the Tesla
club. June 28th, it arrives.
Hey, can I go? Can you take me around and drive me around in it and show me all the bells and whistles?
Yeah, but it's so boring. The inside of the car is very boring. Okay. I mean, you got the computer screen and that's it.
Okay.
Except for I did get white interior.
Why?
Because everyone says if you want white interior, if you think it looks cool, get it. You won't regret it. And because it's not hard to clean, everyone thinks, oh, it'll get dirty. Super easy to clean with baby wipes. It holds up. It looks cool. So I got a black exterior, white interior.
Oh, you're like a
Oreo cookie. Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a revelation.
Yeah.
Trav is so enamored by this Tesla stuff because of his infatuation with old fart young tarts.
Well, why? What's that?
I don't know. It's just how it caters toward the elderly.
Yeah, no. Yeah. I didn't know that until I was buying the car.
That was a selling point.
That was a good selling point for the guy.
The guy upsold you pretty good. Hey, speaking of selling, our man Mike sells Don't Sleep energy drinks. We got to let you know.
Yeah, thanks for the shipment, Mike.
Yeah, we just got a shipment. You can get your shipment by going to don'tsleepenergy.com right now. You can get the sugar-free. You can get the energy shots. Mike sent us some swag. We have some coasters, some stickers. We really appreciate you sending that out, Mike. You can get some today. Don'tsleepenergy.com right now. Or if you can go to Amazon, you can find Don't Sleep there. We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 176. Hope everyone has a nice little day off on Thursday for Juneteenth. Like we said, we're recording today because we have a mandatory holiday.
I won't be here on Friday.
I won't be here on Friday. And the biddies need Bit Season.
Well, they'll get a little shortened one today because we'll have a mile long list of things to do.
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff to do before you head on out. Where are you going? Or is that not allowed?
I'm going to Beer Can Alley, actually.
What?
Yeah.
Are you hanging out with Coach Lav?
I'm going to be right next. Actually, I believe I'm going to be right next to Beer Can Alley. Let me look at a map here.
What are you doing in Beer Can Alley? The Cahill clan down there?
No. It's actually a solo trip.
Solo trip?
Yeah. I'm going. This sounds.
I'm very intrigued.
How come I can't find this?
All right, are you driving or flying?
No, I'm flying. I'm flying.
All right, so you're flying solo to the Tampa area, right?
Yeah, right next to Beer Can Island. Sorry, I'm flying into Sarasota on Thursday night, and my buddy John is picking me up. John, it works for Potbelly. He's my tennis buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my good tennis friend. Okay, we play with each other once or twice a week. John's been listening to the show. JP will play with him sometimes, but he lives over by me. John's a really great guy. He has a condo down there and that he bought a couple of years ago, and he's invited me down a few times, but I was able to make it work this weekend. So I'm going down to Florida to play tennis. but it will be fun. He's like, because I hear about his friends down there all the time, and I've been hearing the stories and everything. So it's kind of like my golf trip. It's actually the same thing.
I was going to say that. Just can you explain the difference to me? I'm sure you hear this all the time. Like, explain why fly there to play tennis? Is it just new people?
It's not just he lives on the beach. He owns a place on the beach, and so it's a fun getaway.
Gotcha.
To go to the Beer Can Alley.
Tennis is just a
part of it. Like we'll go down there. We'll play tennis in the morning. I don't know, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. or something like that. Take a couple hour break, and I think we're supposed to play in the middle of the day or afternoon. I'll be butt hot. Swimming in between or after. I don't really know. Maybe doubles in the afternoon. It's kind of lame, but
it's
too hot.
What's the condo situation there for him? Is this a studio?
No, a two bedroom. I know what you're getting at. This will not be like a weed gummy trip. John's he's locked in. The guy doesn't eat meat. He runs 6 miles a day.
I was thinking more of a gay sex type thing.
I know. I was blowing past that too. No, John's got a very pretty girlfriend, so there'll be no hanky panky going on down there either. It'll be all tennis. Tough sell to the audience. Yeah, I'm going to Florida to play tennis.
You're going down there to practice your back shots. I mean, backhands.
We'll be practicing our backhands.
Okay, you're not gonna it's not like a Chubbs. Adam Sandler, it's all in the hips thing going on.
There's none of that. Okay. None of that.
Just, all right.
I'm going down there to meet with the guy. And John's a little older than me, too.
I
think John, he's in at 57, I think.
Okay.
So his friends are a little bit older than me, too. So hopefully I fit in okay. There's not a bunch of young guys. Yeah. And typically I kind of gravitate to the younger guys anyways. like AWOD, Mike Marr. They keep you fresh.
Okay.
Make you feel alive.
All right. Hey, post some pictures. I want to see what the tennis scene is like in Tampa.
So I'm sneaking away basically for Friday and Saturday. I'll come back on Sunday morning.
All good. Yeah. Hey, I want to do some tilts of the week. We haven't done that in a while.
Sure.
Or bit season. And I wanted to get to these because I've been stewing about this one for so long. It happened Friday last week. Was it Friday or was it Thursday? But I've been sitting on this for a while, and I can't believe it's gone so unnoticed. My tilt of the week has to be the JP dad jokes that he's saying at the community pool,
the
pool that he's going to with Isabella. I'm not sure if it is their community pool, but maybe it's one that they're going to often.
Sounds like it's the swim team, whatever the Isabella's on.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, or if this went under the radar for you, JP admitted on the show on Friday that he's in his dad joke era.
That is, even in itself, is such a cringe thing to say.
But okay, which is cool. That's fine. You want to be the dad joke guy. That's all good. I'm not gonna put you down for that. But I think JP's idea of dad jokes is different than what other people think dad jokes are. JP said he has a running gag with the lifeguards at this pool. God. Asking, you know what I'm going to say?
Just makes you cringe so bad.
Asking the lifeguard, who, by the way, is probably just some young kid, if anyone died at the pool today.
An astonishing thing to say, hey, anyone die today? Good job.
I don't understand how that's funny. And I'm not saying I'm Shane Gillis. All right. I'm not saying I'm the king of comedy.
I'd like to see JP do that zing on Kill Tony in his minute of stand-up.
With his little piece of paper. Hey, maybe JP will get a tiny joke book from Kill Tony. I don't see how that's... If I put myself in that lifeguard's shoes, that would be some of the most awkward things to do in the world. Like that... It's their responsibility to keep everyone safe in the pool. Why are you making a death joke?
Why did he bring that up on the show? Like,
I think that was his example of his dad joke.
I know, but why was he talking? Like, why did he say I'm in my dad joke era? Like, what was the point of the story? Not that there's always a point to his details, but
maybe he was talking about Isabella's race or something, how he's going to the pool so often or going to the pool this weekend.
You know that I have secondhand embarrassment from JP's anyone died today, and he gave like a thumbs up or something like that when he said it. I can't remember. It gives me the douche chills even thinking about. It's not a dad joke.
No,
that's not a dad joke. Okay.
Yeah.
First off, if you're gonna say I'm in my dad joke era, please learn what a dad joke is.
Right. Is it a dad joke? Is like a spoof. It's not really. It's kind of lame, funny.
Here,
right?
Let me type.
Chat GP. Hey Grok, tell me a dad joke. Or here, watch it.
No, I got it.
Hey Siri, tell me a dad joke.
I got something here. I just typed in swimming dad jokes. You want to hear some
dad jokes for someone who's not a dad? It's a real faux pas.
That's pretty good.
That's kind of funny.
All right, some swimming. Print this off and give this to JP. Where do zombies like to go swimming, Valdez?
The Deadpool.
The Dead Sea.
Oh, the Dead Sea.
Where do ghosts like to go swimming?
Where?
Lake Erie.
Whoa.
Why did the vegetarian stop swimming?
Why is that?
She didn't like the meats. Okay. All those three dumb jokes, 10 times funnier than... Good job. No one died today. Oh my gosh.
It's just kind of weird. And I'm not saying some
that
stuff
was
is
tilt of the week.
Some
stick
stuff
to
is
what
no
you're
limit.
Good at.
I'm not trying to limit what can be made fun of or whatever, but it's just a weird thing to say. Right?
I don't know what he expects. Like, does he expect the lifeguard to like give him a high five?
Do you think he just got caught and maybe he wanted to say, did anyone drown today? Like, if you say, has anyone drowned today, it's a little less in your face it's in your face. That's a great word to describe it. Hey, has anyone died today? That's very.
Why did the lifeguard kick the elephants out of the pool?
They weren't wearing trunks.
Hey, good job. You're all over it.
Hey, I am the Zing master.
This is like second nature to you.
I know. This is my second language.
Hey, can you give JP some Zing coaching? Because sounds like that's what he wants to do. Will you give him some Zing coaching?
What, some dad joke Zing coaching?
Yeah, tell him how to develop the thought
process. A funny bone?
Yeah, the thought process.
You want me to talk through how I think of something?
I think he could use a lesson.
Okay.
A dad joke lesson, a Zing lesson.
I don't do very many dad jokes.
No, a Zing lesson.
A Zing lesson.
Yeah, take him through the thought process.
My thought process? Okay. I'm just trying to associate words with something.
Yeah.
Maybe tie in a current event or two. Boom. That's how it comes up. Brings like a microwave. Instant zing.
All right. Let me think of my zing of the week. Tilt of the week. I mean, Megan Bickle wrecking a car in Greece and crying to her daddy and playing him and him not punishing her at all or getting upset. Definitely tilting. For sure. I mean...
No, you reminded me?
What?
It is tilting, is that I think Eric said that she's just going to fake cry to him and hopefully that works.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
He's just getting used and abused. Although my non-tilt of the week is Eric not drinking for 2 weeks. I'm like fired up for that. And him, I don't know if he's more engaged in the show, but he definitely looks better. I can say that.
His you think
face,
so?
His face just isn't as puffy.
Huh.
Already.
Huh. I haven't.
Really you haven't noticed anything?
You know what? On Friday, I'll take a good look and I'll text
How
you.
How long do you think he can go for?
I think Eric gets on these kicks to challenge himself for stuff, especially health related stuff. He's in a really big health wormhole. So I feel like he may have seen something about like, hey, if you stop drinking for 36
days. Well, haven't we been telling him that? Well, like he's doing the olive oil.
He doesn't listen to us.
I know.
He needs his
one of his wackadoos to
tell him.
Yeah.
So one of those wackadoos probably said, hey, if you stop drinking for 36 days, like your whole body has a reset.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's trying to push himself.
Your Johnson gets bigger.
Yeah. Right. Your peptides get better. Right.
All right.
But no. I'll start noticing, or I'll try to notice on Friday if I see like his complexion's better, or if his skin, like he's losing some weight.
I just
haven't really noticed.
All right. I think my other tilt of the week, the fact that JP brought up the Geoff guy talking about the weekend parlay and then saying Drab was in his feels about it. I mean, I was definitely wasn't in my feels about it. I was just tweeting someone that was being annoying and tweeting them back and letting them know that just because you don't like the weekend parlay doesn't mean we're going to stop doing it. Like, we like it. Every show out there is doing it.
Hey,
it's not exclusive to us.
You know what JP tried to do to you?
What's that?
JP tried to Shador Sanders you.
What does that mean? Well, I noticed that we didn't do a weekend parlay last week.
Well, I noticed that as well.
After he brought that up.
Yes. He tried to Shador you.
And it was on the rundown.
He tried to pigeonhole you and saying Drab doesn't like something from an innocuous comment.
Like he does with cakes
and with Shador Sanders.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I'm not going to lose sleep over some random guy on Twitter who doesn't like, and I actually, he's not the only one. I actually know that a lot of people, and we've discussed it before, some people don't like it, and that's fine. But my response would be, you're not going to like everything on the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some people, I mean, even look at today's show.
It's impossible to please everyone.
We had people today saying, oh, great interview with Mike Rizzo. You guys, that was great. You guys nailed him. Or, you guys asked the tough questions. And then I saw numerous other people saying the junkies suck. They let Rizzo off the hook again. I don't know. I mean, it's not an easy job. You're not going to make everybody happy. You're not going to like everything we do. So if you don't like the weekend parlay, I'm sorry. You'll be okay. All right. We like it. It's a chance to shake it up.
Yes. It's engaging.
It's a non-commander segment. All right. You'll be fine.
Hey, I have another tilt of the week real quick. We mentioned Cakes and Angel Reese.
Mm-hmm.
What is Cakes doing sitting around at home? When is this? Like at 8 o'clock at night?
Yeah,
the throwing
a second half WNBA bets $300 bucks.
Well, all in all, it was $450.
Yeah, I know.
That's weird. Sitting next to
Well,
Kate.
I'm not even. I know you keep bringing it. I think there was like 10 seconds left in the one that he bet $150 on to win $6.
Oh, yeah, I guess that would be true. But
so
sitting next to Amy,
and
then just like checking your phone for the score. I don't know. I just think that's weird behavior.
I mean, if it was Sunday Night Football,
I don't think we. I don't know.
I could understand it.
I don't think we have a problem with the amount. I mean,
I have a problem with amount.
Oh,
we can't get these. Everything's a $2 bet. Moaning and Cakes is betting $300 on a whim on a freaking WNBA game and losing it.
Well, I feel
where's
like,
his filter?
Well, I don't mind the amount that he's betting. I mind the amount that he's betting in correlation to the sport. Like if he put $300 on the Florida Panthers last night, would that be a problem to you or
no? Well, here's actually, I don't like that he's doing it in secret. He told us afterwards, like, dude, do that bet on the show. You're gonna bet $300 on something. Can we talk about it on the show so we have a rooting interest in it or something? Not telling us afterwards.
He just did it so willy nilly.
Yeah, the willy nilly of it kind of wrecked me.
Like if he said. If Cake said, like, there's no way the Nats losing streak keeps going on, I'm putting $300 on it tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
Obviously, there's...
I got $300 burning a hole in my pocket. I'm dying to get rid of it or double up.
You know, it must have been so spur of the moment last night.
It must have been. And he's sitting next to his wife, and he's already had gambling issues in the past. That's a whole nother other part of it. Like, that's a lot of money. I don't care if you're cakes and you got $1 million in the bank account. Lighting $300 on fire is wild to me. I mean, cakes. Is there something? I don't know what it is. There's something about gambling where you can just get caught up in this, and you're like, "Oh, it's only a few $100." But meanwhile, you're saving. You don't put cheese on your sandwich because it's an extra 40 cents. Or
well,
something.
He doesn't like cheese.
You know, whatever.
I mean, he doesn't like cheese.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, like we're buying expired coffee.
Right. Exactly. You guys buy the Christmas coffee.
We're high fiving because we bought Starbucks Christmas coffee for $2.74.
Right. Yeah.
I get what you, I get it now. I thought it was more so that it was the sport. It was the event.
Well, that too.
Like that who too.
Who cares? Like, why are you can't?
If that money was burning a hole in your pocket, like, why are you not like doing it on the Nats game? Why are you not doing it on the
hockey
game?
Fan.
Why not doing it for game 6 of the NBA Finals?
And you're not even watching it.
Yeah, I know. That's the wild part is that you're refreshing your score over and over and over again.
Yeah, I had to stop betting. Like, if I'm going to be around my family, I stop betting because. You'll get put in the worst mood.
Yeah, of course. So you get a bad beat.
You got to do it like late at night when you're by yourself, you know, or something, or like
everyone goes to bed.
A day baseball game where like you have time to compose yourself. You can't be losing bets at 7:30 at night and just raging out and being in a pissed off mood afterwards.
Yeah. Hey, do you like the do you like the idea? Of cakes pretending everything's okay.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Yeah, good. Everything's good. Yeah.
What do you mean, Amy? Yeah. I don't have a scowl.
Yeah. That's good. You hand me my mask so I can go to sleep. I'm fine. Yeah, that's good. Good night.
Why are you tossing and turning? Why can't you fall asleep? I don't know.
You didn't make out with me tonight, cakes. What's going on?
You didn't say I love you.
All right. Always kiss me goodnight, John.
What do you mean you don't want to go on a walk with our dog? You just want to sit there. And what's wrong? Nothing.
All right. Slippery slope, cakes. We're on notice. All right, guys. Hope you have a great next few days. And Valdez, we'll see you on Friday.
Yeah.
And I'll see you back here on Monday with my nice golden beer can alley tan.
Hey, you know what? You're my tilt of the week.
Why?
Because you... You told us you couldn't do Purple Heart because the sun and your hair.
Well, that was 2 weeks ago.
And you're flying down to Tampa.
That was 2 weeks ago.
To be in the sun and play tennis.
The first 10 days or first week is okay.
I thought I caught you.
Okay. No. Okay. This is the beginning of the second month.
All right. Yeah. I thought I caught you.
Nah, you didn't get me. All right, everybody. All right. Have a great day.
See ya.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.